We're listening to campaign speeches by President Biden.
Let's go, Joe!
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
The president has intensified his campaign for a second term. Last week, we analyzed four speeches former President Trump delivered on 4 days. And today, we analyze four speeches by President Biden across 5 days, one of them near the old Civil War battlefield at Manassas.
Hello, Virginia!
Biden, like Trump, has riffs he's repeated for years, like the oldies of a rock band on tour. In each case, the oldies speak to the political brand. We heard one of Trump's last week when he read lyrics of an actual old song comparing immigrants to snakes. Biden's four speeches repeatedly talked of his dad, who
taught me a very important lesson. He'd say, Joey, this is God's truth. A job is about a lot more than a paycheck. It's about decency. It's about your dignity.
In both Manassas and in Superior, Wisconsin, Biden said Republican tax cuts for the wealthy would not have helped his dad.
But the trickle-down economics didn't trickle down much on my dad's kitchen table.
The president was in Wisconsin to show one of the results of an infrastructure law.
For decades, people talked about replacing this bridge, but it never got done until today.
His enthusiasm for infrastructure comes through often. In the four speeches we analyzed, Biden promoted his economic policies, which have not scored well in polls, although inflation is dropping and unemployment is low.
If you notice, all the major economists who are talking about is going to be a recession next week, next month, but all of a sudden, they're seeing the Lord. I'm a little worried. Some of the major economists in American history are now giving me credit. It's like, oh, God, what's going on?
And if his likely opponent is called a populist, Biden took a few populist shots of his own.
Raise your hand if you think the tax code is fair. In 2020, 55 of the Fortune 500 company corporations paid zero in taxes. Zero in taxes.
A big theme of the four speeches we analyzed was abortion rights, though Biden had trouble getting his message out when protesters interrupted.
Jill and I had a chance to sit down.
Biden supporters drowned out the words Genocide Joe, a reference to Biden's support for Israel in its war against Hamas. The president waited calmly for the noise to subside. In the four speeches we analyzed, he did not bring up the war that has divided his political coalition.
This is going to go on for a while. They got this plan. The reason women are being forced to travel across state lines for health care is Donald Trump. The reason their family members are trying to get help, they're threatened with prosecution, is because of Donald Trump. And the reason their fundamental right has been stripped away is Donald Trump.
In 2016, Donald Trump explicitly promised to appoint Supreme Court justices who would overturn the right to abortion, which they did.
I could go on, but look. And let there be no mistake, the person most responsible for taking away this freedom in America is Donald Trump. Listen to what he says. Trump says he's proud that he overturned Roe v. Wade. He said, and I quote, there has to be punishment for the women exercising the reproductive freedom.
Back in 2016, Trump did say there has to be some form of punishment for abortion. His campaign later backed off that. Biden used to avoid criticizing Trump by name, but now he does as he seeks to make this election about Trump. In the four speeches we analyzed, he said Trump more than 40 times. Trump has questioned Biden's mental state, and Biden now questions Trump's.
By the way, have you noticed? He's a little confused these days. He apparently can't tell the difference between Nikki Haley and Nancy Pelosi.
Biden was referring to a speech in which Trump misidentified who was Speaker of the House during the January 6th attack on the Capitol. When we analyzed Trump's speeches last week, we heard that one of his big themes is immigration. Biden spoke much less on that issue, as anxiety about migration has undermined his support. Bipartisan legislation being worked out in the Senate did give him one thing to say.
It also gave me, as president, The emergency authorities shut down the border until it could get back under control. If that bill were the law today, I'd shut down the border right now and fix it quickly.
By shutting down the border, Biden appeared to mean a provision that would not close the border, but would let him restrict new claims for asylum. Biden was speaking in Columbia, South Carolina. It's in a state where black Democrats formed the heart of his coalition. The state was also a battlefield in the Civil War, which ended in 1865, but which Americans have fought out in various ways ever since.
There's a second lost cause emerging in America. The first lost cause perpetuated the lie that slavery wasn't the cause of the Civil War. And we've been paying a price for that lie for generations. The second lost cause is Trump's big lie that the 2020 election was stolen. We cannot allow that lie to live either because it threatens our very democracy. Folks, there are truth and there are lies. Lies told for power. Lies told for profit. We must call out these lies with a voice that is clear and unyielding. The Bible teaches we shall know the truth and the truth shall set us free.
In four speeches, Biden used the word freedom 15 times. It was his common theme. He mentioned the freedom to vote, reproductive freedom, and the freedom to go to school or to worship without fear of assault weapons. He's using a word that old-style small government Republicans once used a lot more. In the speeches we analyzed from both candidates, it was Biden who used it more often, although Trump did say it and referred to his own freedom, which he says prosecutors want to take away. We should mention that we've been inviting both candidates for interviews on NPR News. Donald Trump is the candidate who has spoken with us most recently. He took our call 2 years ago. President Biden has declined all one-on-one interviews on NPR for more than 4 years, since December 2019. Invitations to both remain open.